The Sportscast, October 13th, 2023. If you haven't yet, please subscribe in all our channels, Twitch, X, and Apple Podcast. You can also listen to us on your smart speaker. If you're listening on Apple Podcasts or Spotify, please leave a rating and a review. It will help us out tremendously. We're also on online digital radio. You can also visit our website, thesportscast.net, or follow us on X and Instagram at thesportscast1. Also, check out our app, The Sportscast, for iOS. The Broncos lose again on Thursday night football to a legitimate foe, a division rivalry, Kansas City Chiefs, 19-8. And join us to maybe recap or rehash this game and also preview the week, Ray Sherrod, all the way from the Bay Area. Welcome back to the Sportscast.
First of all, man, Santiago, always a pleasure, man. Thank you for the invite. Always a pleasure to be here on the Sportscast. Boring game last night. You know, you're not going to win no games when you're averaging, what, 4.3 average, Russell Wilson? Sorry, man. You just, he didn't even get 100 yards passing, man.
That is not good. Yeah, it was not an exciting game. Only one touchdown. Four field goals for Harrison Butker. So if you had him in your fantasy league, how many points is that, Ray?
You know what? I will look it up and I'll tell you. But it
was a lot.
That was a lot of points. That was, hold on, I tell you right now, he got me 18 points last night. He got me 18 points.
From there you go. I should have picked them up a couple weeks ago. For this game, to be exact. Mahomes finished with 306 yards passing and an interception. So the Broncos did some defensive work, and a big chunk of his production went to Travis Kelce, who had 9 catches for 124 yards with Taylor Swift, which I heard Ray's not a fan. Is not in his
No. I love Taylor Swift. Don't send the Swifties after me. No, I love Taylor Swift. I just tired of seeing her on the football, because when I look at NFL, especially on Prime, I want to see football. But I get it. You know, she's popular.
Now, should the TV producers point the camera at her once? I mean, every time Kelce scores a touchdown, what will you do as a producer?
You know, as a producer job, your job is to get ratings. So I totally get it. You have to, the Swifters, if they're watching her, that's eyes on the screen. So you got to do what you got to do. So as a producer, I totally understand. You got to, here she's sitting next to his mother. Oh, look, she's like, it's like, come on. You know, he's got to focus. If I was a coach, I'd be like, look, man, focus on the football. Focus on football.
There you have it. Ray would do it. He would say switch to camera 4 towards Taylor Swift, which that camera is probably on her all the time.
Right.
So we'll see what happens. Mr. Russell Wilson not have a good game. You know, what's up with it? Is it Russell Wilson or is it Sean Payton, the coach?
No, he played horrible last year, and the coach wasn't there last year. It's just, you know, it's just one of those things. He was a great quarterback for Seattle, and he won a Super Bowl. It just happens. I mean, the greats, their skills and stuff, it just goes. And then you don't have, I mean, when he was with Seattle, you had Marshawn Lynch, you had, you know, Tuckett, and you had McCaff. I mean, you had great players around you. He doesn't have those same players that he had in Seattle. And then from what I've interviews and stuff that I heard, you know, his ego grew. And, you know, sometimes, you know, you're not bigger than the team. So I'm just saying.
He should have stayed in Seattle, right, Ray?
Well, now you got the what's his name looks like a genius, because when they traded him to the Broncos, they got a lot of picks, and Seattle looked they came up on this trade, because he looks horrible, horrible. And if I was the Broncos, I'm sorry, but I mean, you play to win the game, and he's just not doing it. And he used to be clutch. You know, he used to be clutch, and he could run, and he could scramble. He could do a lot of stuff. He's not that great.
And Drew Lock is in Denver, by the way. I mean, in Seattle, so he's looking good. A little bit better than Russell Wilson. Geno Smith is looking better. There is rumors that the Broncos could trade wide receiver Jerry Jeudy out of Denver.
They should, because that the guy he's a talented receiver. He's great. I would try and get, because you need to build this team. And unfortunately, sometimes you have to get rid of your studs to get picks and the rebuild. You are in rebuilding mode. And you got some quarterbacks that are going to be in the next draft. I would go definitely whatever you can to get a new quarterback.
When does it come a point, Ray, where you need to, you know, bench Russell Wilson? Enough is enough. I've seen it. It's time to just, hey, man, just take a break and stay healthy.
It's still early. It's still early, and they did win a game. They did win a game. So they did win one game, lost five games. They still won a game. I'd still hang in there and give them a chance. And then sometimes that's all you got. You just gotta roll with it. You gotta roll with it. But they're definitely not gonna make the playoffs. They're not Super Bowl, they're not gonna make the playoffs. You just have to roll what you got and then evaluate and then get some people in the draft.
Russell Wilson only had 197 yards. Shaky performance. I remember a year ago, Ray, mm-hmm. that the AFC West was talked about. This is going to be the best division in football. Nope. No. Chiefs still dominate.
The Chiefs are still dominating. They don't look like the Chiefs, like last year's Chiefs, but they win. And that's, I mean, they're 5-1. They lost one game, but they're still, you know, I think they're the team to beat. I think they're the team to beat in the AFC.
I think the Dolphins are the team to beat.
You think the Dolphins? See, that's the thing. See, they're 4-1. Buffalo Bills are 3-2, and I'm just they got a super power team. Don't get me wrong, the speed and everything, they look amazing, and they're killing it in the AFC East, but I still like Buffalo Bills, man, especially when you got to understand the winter, like when it starts getting cold and you're starting to traveling into these cold cities and everything and the injuries, I think that's what's going to tilt it in Buffalo Bills' favor, in my opinion.
There was a quote from the Jersey Boys sportscast that when the snow comes, that's when the real teams come out.
It's what it's all about. That's what I'm serious. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, the sun ain't, when the sun's gone and it's cold and you get them hits hurt even harder. The bones, you know, that's when I agree with that quote 100%.
Let's go to your 49ers. They beat Dallas Cowboys.
No.
42-10.
Beat. How about, let's say, destroyed. Obliterated. Like, just crushed.
Dismantled.
Yeah. Yeah. Shout out. I want to send a huge shout out to my good friend, Jeff. Love you, Jeff.
Jeff, now, was he predicting Dallas to win this or something by 7 points?
Now, to be fair, he came into my Discord and he did say that the 49ers were going to destroy the Cowboys. But on social media, he was sending out videos. Let's go, my Dallas Cowboys. Sorry, Ray, they're going to win. But he knew in his heart, he knew the 49ers were going to win. And I love you, Jeff. But, you know, he knew.
Brock Purdy threw for three of his Ooh. Four touchdown passes to George Kittle, yes. which he's been a little bit quiet till this past weekend.
That was George Kittle day. That was George Kittle day.
And then Prescott, I think he said, I can't remember if he said that he felt the punches in his mouth against the Cardinals mm-hmm. or against the 49ers. I'm not sure, like, he which quote that went with. But either way, he's 0-2 with the NFC West teams.
I mean, we even put CMC on the bench, and we had Jordan Mason. Can you imagine if we just kept playing CMC? He could have went off. He could have went crazy. So,
Aaron just he put a comment, says Jeff predicted that the Cowboys win by 30-point
yeah,
spread.
Yeah, yeah,
no way. Yeah, that's typical Jeff.
Yeah, that's typical Jeff. Yeah, and shout out to Aaron. Shout out to the two defenders. That's our podcast. And Simply Pawn, thank you guys. And Pika and Rue, thank you guys for jumping in here. Appreciate it.
Yeah. So there you have it. San Francisco and the Eagles are undefeated. Are you feeling good right now, Ray? Or hey, let's wait till January and that's when the real celebration happens.
You know what, man? I'm like this. I wait to see what happens. Am I as a 49er fan, San Francisco, Santa Clara, the Bay Area, we are loving it. We love Brock, man. Brock is playing like if he is like a 20-year vet. So we're loving it. But want to play a few more games. Want to play a few more games. See what happens.
See more proof in the pudding.
I want to see more proof in the pudding because anything can happen.
Anything can happen.
Eagles look great. Eagles look great too, man. I mean,
but they're winning ugly though, right? That's a big difference. San Francisco is looking way much a very winning team.
But see, that's the scary part about it though, Santiago, because you know. They got Devontae Freeman. You know they got Swift. You know they got A.J. Brown. They got and Jalen Hurts. They can turn it up. They haven't turned it up. So just imagine when they do turn it up, it's going to get crazy. It's like and it's almost like Miami is like on fire right now. They're on fire. But when is it going to turn down? You know, they're doing.
When will the defense figure them out?
It's going to happen. It's going to happen. But they got a rookie. They got an awesome running back rookie on the Miami team.
Which he's out for a week or two.
No, but you know, thank God they have
Raheem Mostert.
Yes, Raheem. They got Raheem. So, but
which you missed. But yeah, CMC. That's okay.
Yeah, I know. I know. But you know. Hey, they can hand that ball to Tyreek Hill. They can hand that ball over to Waddle and do some option plays, and they will still, like, I mean, they got receivers that could be running backs, so they still got the speed. They got the speed.
And Aaron predicts Eagles and San Francisco.
I pray every – man, I pray every night. I would love to see that. That would be great because
– in Levi Stadium, hopefully, this time around.
I would love to see that, but – we'll see what happens, man. It's early.
It's early. Only October, right?
Yeah, it's
that's
early.
My check.
It's early. Early.
Okay. All right, Ray. We are set for preview week 6. Are you ready?
I'm ready. Let's do this.
Let's get ready to rumble. Let's start with the game in London, England. Ravens at the Ravens versus the a week ago, the Ravens lost against the Steelers and Tennessee lost against the Colts, both coming off of losses. They're in London, very neutral. What's going to happen this weekend?
I'm going with the Ravens because that Ravens, man, that loss really, I think, is going to get to them. And I think they're going to take it out on the Titans. I don't know what's going on with Henry. Henry's just not running like he used to, man. He's like 1 week he's running hard, 1 week he's not. But I got Ravens. Ravens to win it.
Carolina is winless, Ray, if you have not checked the standings. Going into Miami, so not good rest is going to happen. A week ago, Miami beat the Giants convincingly. What's going to happen? Is Miami going to be winning again, or Carolina will have their first win, but in Miami?
I'm sorry, Mom. Sorry to all my kin folks out there in North Carolina. But y'all going to get whooped by the Dolphins. The Dolphins is going to run all over Carolina. Carolina's going to be 0-6 after this game. Miami, they're going to run up. You thought the last game, Miami, when they ran it up, it might be 80-0. There you go. Oof,
I want to see another 80-point game, but we'll see what happens with the Carolina's defense. The Saints at Houston, divisional game right there. Kamara had a good game last week when they beat the Patriots. But who could beat the Patriots these days? And Houston, they lost against Atlanta a week ago. CJ Stroud, wow, what a rookie quarterback.
You know,
he set the record for the most he had a good record last week.
I'm sorry, Aaron, my good friend Aaron. But I know he's on that Texas bandwagon, but I'm not. I like CJ, but I'm sorry. I got to go with the other team, and they're going to lose. I got the Saints marching in, baby.
And this is where Aaron really comes in. Washington Commanders visit Atlanta, which, you know, the Commanders lost against the Bears on Thursday Night Football a week ago, and Atlanta's coming off a win against the Texans. What's going to happen in Atlanta?
I am so sick. I picked Commanders twice in a row, and guess what? They just don't do it for me. I'm going with Atlanta. I'm going with the Falcons over Washington Commanders. Sorry.
You believe in Desmond Ridder?
You know what? I believe in him, but I do like the running committee that they have. I like the running backs.
Indianapolis won with Jonathan Taylor's return a week ago versus Tennessee, but they lost Anthony Richardson. They have Gardner Minshew. He has some experience. Mm-hmm. Jacksonville is coming off a 2-game winning streak in England. Mm-hmm. Indianapolis struggle in Jacksonville all the time. Will that stay the same, Ray?
Going with the Jags, I think the Jags are moving in the right direction. I think Jonathan's going to be a little bit rusty. I don't think he's going to be at 100%. And going with the Jags on this one.
Jaguars. Yeah. Winning Jacksonville.
Yep.
Cincinnati. They won in Arizona. Everyone thought this was over Cincinnati. They have slow starts. It's looking like they're kind of peaking again. Seattle had a bye week. They beat New York Giants probably 2 weeks ago. Bengals had Ja'Marr Chase. He was lit. What's going to happen in Cincinnati?
Going with the Bengals, man. I see some Chase and I see some Burrow. I think they're going to light them boys up. And, going with the Bengals. And I'm sorry, but Bengals. I don't know what's going on with the Seahawks, like hit or miss. But I think Bengals are just going to win this one.
Who's a bigger threat for you guys, for the Niners, Seattle or the L.A. Rams?
I say the Rams, man. Cup, Tutu, and Pikachu or whatever. That's
Pikachu.
Pikachu. Those guys. Whew. Oh, my God. And then, Stroud, when he starts slinging that ball, man, they look scary. So that's what I'm scared of. And they won a Super Bowl. They won a Super Bowl.
Minnesota and Chicago are both 1-4. Mm-hmm. Who will have that win number two?
I don't know what's going on with Cousins, but Cousins hasn't been playing that great, man. I mean, it's usually when he starts slinging the ball, it's when they're playing in garbage time sometimes, or even when they're close. He hasn't been clutch. So, and I'm really liking DJ Moore. I'm liking Fields. So I'm going with the Bears. I'm going with the Bears on this one.
Which Moore had 2 touchdowns last week versus the Commanders. He had a good game last week.
Yes, he did. He was 230 yards. DJ Moore.
Came out of nowhere.
Whew, that's your guy.
San Francisco at Cleveland Browns. Good news. Deshaun Watson will not be playing this weekend. It's been officially ruled about a couple minutes ago. I think San Francisco has this.
Man, come on now. That's why I'm wearing this red for you, Santiago. That's why I'm wearing this red for you. Going with the Niners all the way.
And PJ Walker is starting. I don't know much about PJ.
I can tell you this. When he sees Bosa, when he sees 97, he better run for his life.
Look, if Niners are winning by a lot by halftime, rest your starters.
Please. Yeah. We got this.
Some confidence.
You got it.
West Coast offense. New England at Las Vegas. Vegas won a week ago in Monday Night Football against Green Bay. Bill Belichick is sticking with Mac Jones. What's going to happen? Old coach Bill Belichick versus his old defensive coach, yeah. Josh McDaniels. What's going to happen in Vegas, Mr. Ray Sherrod?
The student is going to whoop the teacher, and that's what's going to happen. I'm sorry, man, but Pat's been blown out. Raiders are going to win this. You're going to see some Devontae. You're going to see some Jacobs. You're going to see some, Jacoby Myers. The team that looks like they're starting to click. And I'm sorry, man. I just don't have any faith with the Patriots. Bill, you done great. You need to retire at the end of the year. You got nothing to prove. There you go.
And Ray did not mention Jimmy G yet.
Oh, sorry. Jimmy G looks good, man. Jimmy G looks good. Jimmy G looks good. I'm not going to hate.
No judges. No judgment.
I'm not going to hate. Not going to hate.
Detroit 4-1, the hottest team in the NFC North against Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Mm-hmm. They both have one loss. Baker Mayfield, he's looking pretty good in Tampa. What's going to happen in Raymond James Stadium?
You know, the Bucs are looking good, but come on, man. The Lions are looking better. The Lions are hot. The Lions are hot right now, and they're doing some things. So I'm going with Detroit.
We'll see a Montgomery game?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Definitely.
D. Montgomery.
Yeah.
Definitely. Not bad.
Definitely. Stud.
Arizona Cardinals at the Rams divisional game. Rams are looking good. They got Kupp and Puka. Kupp had more yardage last week than Puka. What's going to happen in Arizona? In LA.
Yeah.
There might be more Cardinals fans in LA. We'll see what happens. What's going to happen this weekend?
Cards just lost their running back. So,
James Conner.
Yeah. So then, but Dobbs, who's right now filling in for quarterback, he can actually run. He's good with his feet. He can sling that ball. He's got Brown, but I'm sorry. Rams got too many weapons. Too many weapons. And Kupp, you just can't stop Kupp. And now you got Pikachu. Pikachu is just amazing. He's amazing. I would nominate him for rookie of the year. The guy's a stud.
Do you think Matt Stafford kind of he made up his mind to throw the cup, or he's gonna check out what Puka could do?
He won a championship with Kupp. I think he's gonna lean. If you look, I think you're gonna see just the more targets to Kupp, but she still is good because they're gonna, if they got Kupp covered, you got this. I mean, that's how you want to do it. That's how you want to play, is having hot receivers. And you got Tutu. You got Tutu.
Tutu Atwell.
He's got weapons. That's all you need.
Well, there you go. Ray is looking at the Rams because I know the Niners are going to face them again in a couple of weeks. Philadelphia undefeated, the same as the 49ers. At the Jets, who had a huge win against Denver, yes, but I'm not sure if that was a big win. Is that a moral win? What's going to happen? Will the Jets give the Eagles a first loss, or Eagles will continue that winning streak?
I think Eagles are going to dominate. I don't think they're going to. I'm going to see A.J. Brown going to have a huge game. I mean, this guy, he catch the ball backwards with one hand. I mean, A.J. Brown is just amazing. And Swift, with the running of Swift, A.J. Brown, Jalen Hurts. I mean, even they get on that 1 yard line, Jalen Hurts is getting in that end zone. So
the tush push, which no other team can replicate it. Everyone gets injured with that play.
Yep. Yep.
Why, Ray? Why?
They're doing it right. They're doing it right. They know how to push the tush, I guess. But they're doing it. they're doing it right.
Hopefully, your 49ers can stop that in the future.
I hope so. I hope so. But we'll see. We'll see.
Sunday night football, the Giants with no D Dimes going up against Buffalo, who came off a loss last week against the Jaguars. Actually, the Giants have a lot of people out this weekend.
Yeah, they did.
I believe tons of their offensive line is out. This looks like a no-brainer, but maybe Ray has some hope in the Giants. I don't know.
I have no hope whatsoever in the Giants. I'm sorry, New York Giants fans. I have no hope. I believe in Josh. I believe in the Bills. Diggs, Cook, Gabe, Gab. Yeah, I don't know. Bills.
The Bills. Are going to dominate, which they have to play catch-up now with the Dolphins. Now Dolphins are like, you know, they're going to play an easy team this weekend, but, you know.
Anything, folks, anything can happen. And it's not by that many, you know, it's like a game. It's they still got a lot. Anything can happen. Anything can happen.
Well, there you have it. Weeks, picks. The bye weeks started last weekend, so we'll see continuation for this weekend. A couple injuries, of course. The one that I think is notable is Deshaun Watson. I think he was out 2 weeks ago, then back in, bad shoulder. You know, sometimes you got to know when to rest and when to play. So hopefully that will be figured out in the next couple of weeks. Matt Stafford's still healthy. No injuries yet.
Yeah, but these guys, like I said, when you're leading by so many points, take the players out. Don't take the risk of getting, like, don't run up the points, man. Just rest those guys. That's a good chance for, like, third stringers or fourth stringers to get in there and get some plays in. But because it only takes one play to knock somebody out, and then that can be your season right there. So don't, you know, be smart.
Which that could happen to San Francisco. Maybe rest their players by halftime.
Yeah, it's gone. You know? Yeah. I mean, look what happened.
See who you got in your bench. You know, hey, let's look at the backup quarterback. How's he doing? Things
yeah.
like that.
Yeah, I mean, we got to learn from our mistakes. I mean, we could have went so far if Brock wouldn't have got his hand hurt, and then we just our quarterbacks just got destroyed. And if he was healthy, you know, and rested, I think we could have went deep. But he's playing. I'm so proud of Brock because he's really a smart kid. He's doing great. He's got a, like, they love him. The team loves him, and he's doing great.
We'll see if he'll reach that Joe Montana level.
He's to get picked last in a draft and do what he does right now. I mean, this is a story. This is a movie in the making, folks. It's a legend.
This is a Tom Brady story. Kind
of. It is. It
maybe.
Is.
Maybe. He has to win first, Ray.
You know what? You're right. You're absolutely right. But, you know, I mean, they got a good balance. They got a good defense. They got a good offense. They're doing it. They're shutting people's mouths up. And that's all you got to do is just win the games and just do what you want to do. Win
the games. Well, there you have it. Week 6 begins in London this Sunday morning, 9 a.m. Set your rosters for your fantasy team. Some people forget till 11 a.m. Eastern.
It's too late.
Ray has to do it the night before because
I will forget.
Because
I will
start early.
I will forget. I think Aaron's reminded me last time, like, last night he says, hey, you know, we got a Thursday game. Oh yeah, it's Thursday, let me. I had to do some changes. So
Ray, do you have a player from the Broncos?
No, I don't have no players on the Broncos, but I had a lot of Chiefs. I had a Chief kicker, I got Patrick Mahomes, I got Kelsey. So just had to make sure my kicker got in there, and I'm glad I did because he got me 18 points.
Butker,
yeah,
and Kelsey were the top two for the Chiefs. Anyways, Ray, what is the best way to reach you online to talk if you're going to go to a WNBA game in San Francisco in 2 years?
Ray 3473 on Threads. I'm also Ray 3473 on Twitch, and you can check out the Defenders. That's me and Aaron. We're Tuesday nights. 6 p.m. Pacific, 9 p.m. Eastern, and we talk football, and then and I stream a lot on Twitch TV. But you can also x.com Ray 3473, just hit me up, and this has been great, Santiago. Thank you so much, and guys, good luck to all your teams and all the whoever you pick. You know, have fun.
Ray's feeling good. You're undefeated. Good luck to everyone else.
Feeling myself.
Hey, it feels like the 1980s again.
Man, this is a good feeling, because in the Bay Area, like, our baseball teams are not doing great.
Not good. Warriors are still hanging in there.
Warriors are still hanging in there, and you know, but the Niners, I can look up, you know, when I love going in the grocery store and I got my Niner gear on and I see someone else with their Niner gear on and we just go, yeah.
San Jose Earthquakes.
Yeah,
Warriors.
We got a women's. We just found out
teams coming. WNBA.
I'm happy about
that. About time. What took so long, Ray?
It's politics. It's money. It's you know, when you put a team, you know, you got to make sure you have the right infrastructure and everything. But I mean, got the Chase Arena.
Best arena in the country.
Come on, man! It's beautiful. Downtown San Francisco, go to the pier, get your nice chowder bowl, get you just, it's beautiful, beautiful.
Man, now we're talking. Anyways, you can reach us at thesportscast.net. We don't have any California recipes, food recipes there. You could also go to the Sportscast One on X and Instagram. Threads I've not dabbled with. Ray is, has a huge start with that platform, but we'll see where it does with Facebook and Meta. Anyways, I'm looking forward to this weekend. Every weekend is getting exciting. The Giants are looking bad. The Dolphins are looking good. San Francisco is looking good. The Commanders, not so much, are 2-3. We'll see what happens. Ray, I appreciate you coming on to the Sports
Cast. Yeah, go. Thank you, man. Thank you.
Let's go, teams. And this was your update.